up and down the avenue. And now he's wearing the navy blue. She had a tear in the corner of her eye as he said his last goodbye. Shoo, 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 baby. Shoo, 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 baby. Ba, 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 baby. Seven seas. Don't cry, baby. Don't sigh, baby. Ba, 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 baby. La, la, when I come back, we'll live the life of thee. Seems kind of tough now to say goodbye this way. But Papa's gotta be rough now, so that he can be sweet to you another day. Ba, 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 baby. Don't cry, baby. Shoo, 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 baby. La, la, la. Your papa's off to the seven seas. Shoo, baby. Do da, do da. Shoo, baby. Do da, do da. Shoo, baby. Shoo, shoo. Little bit of quiet in the house, please. She wants a little bit of quiet in the house. Your papa's on his way to cross the seven seas, so don't you cry, oh, don't you sigh goodbye. Now shoo, shoo, baby. Shoo, 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 my baby. Shoo, goodbye, baby. Don't you cry no more. Your big guitar, papa's off to the seven seas.
Seems kinda tough now to say goodbye this way. But Papa's gotta be rough now, so that he can be sweet to you another day. Shh, shh, baby. Shh, shh, baby. Shoo, 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 baby. Goodbye, goodbye. Your Papa's off to the seven seas. The seven seas. Your big tall Papa's off to the seven seas.
Is good to me, and so I thank the Lord for giving me the things I need, the sun and rain and an apple seed. Yes, he's been good to me. I owe the Lord so much for everything I see. I'm certain if it weren't for him, there'd be no apples on this limb. He's been good to me. Oh, here am I, neath the blue, blue sky, doing as I please, singing with my feathered friends, humming with the bees. I wake up every day as happy as can be, because I know that with his care, my apple trees, they will still be there. Oh, the Lord is good to me.
That's pretty good, too. Lord is good to me. That's from Disney. It's Dennis Day. I think he sings that as Mickey, far as I know. All 40s today here on Time Travel. My grandma grew up in the 40s, and she passed away a couple of weeks ago. Wonderful, wonderful lady. My favorite person of all time. The world is a little darker without her there, but it is up to me and up to others to be as joyful as she was and spread some happiness and some love, and I hope to try to do that with you, with my irreverence and my nonsense that I spew at you every Wednesday from 5 to 7 p.m. here on WMFO. My name is Chris Earle. The show is Time Travel. I usually pick a number of different years and jump around, or I will have some common themes. We've done all Prince shows and all Elvis shows, and but more than that, we've done shows about July 4th and Halloween, and just songs about fish and fun things like that. Today we are in the 1940s. I figured, you know what? We jump around a little while and, you know, we've done a few clips here and there where we stay in the 40s for a couple of songs. But I'm like, today it's all 1940s. The hell with you if you don't like it. That's what I'm playing. And I find some great stuff. Some great, great, great stuff. If you don't agree with me, change the channel. I dare you. Get your own damn radio show. Been doing this for 9 years. I have to put up with, you should play something else. You should play something modern. You should play something fun. You should play something more fun that's politically correct. Ugh, killing me. Killing me. It's WMFO Medford. My name's Chris Earle, here with you until 7 p.m. It is 855-915-WMFO. Oh, this next one. It's a commercial about Bran. We can all agree on that, right? I'm a middle-aged man. We can agree on Bran. Let's see if that's changed since the 40s.
Are you all out of tune because you're irregular? Then help yourself get back in tune with Kellogg's All Bran. You'll feel right on pitch when Kellogg's All Bran goes gently to work. Relieves constipation due to lack of bulk by supplying your system with bulk-forming whole bran. Yes, a daily bowl full of Kellogg's All Bran with milk helps put you right back in tune. The natural way. The good-tasting way, too. Fact is, Kellogg's All Bran is the one brand cereal that combines proved effectiveness with appetizing taste and crispness. It never gets mushy in milk. So remember, if constipation's a problem, gentle it away, as millions do, with Kellogg's All Bran. The good food way to keep regular as clockwork.
Nice.
A-L-L-B-R-A-N.
Beautiful.
Kellogg's All Bran at your grocer's.
All right, I get it. Jesus, strung out, huh? It's like that end goes on forever. Hey, All Bran, and Kellogg's All Bran, and hey, it's at your grocer's, and hey, you know, hey, go out and buy, hey. You know, they used to put together some great copy for that, though. That's radio term for you guys. That means, like, something that's written down that somebody reads over the air. Great copy. It's great copy. You can't say that. That's racist, saying it's copy. It can be black and white. It can be both. No, it can't. It's copy. That's it. Enough with your bitching and your complaining. It's 2017, it's time travel. You know why you need that Bran? You know why you need that Bran? I'll tell you why. Here it comes. You know why. Come on, everybody.
Hot dogs.
Armor hot dogs.
What kinds of kids eat Armor hot dogs?
Say it fat. Fat kids, skinny kids. Sissy kids. Even those little bastards with chicken pox. The dogs kids love to bite. Freaks.
Put on the mustard and away we go.
Put on the mustard and away we go. You bet. It's great. Oh, so good. Listen to that guy just picking away on the banjo.
Women like dogs, but when kids fight dogs, they yell.
Hooray!
For hot dogs.
Armor hot dogs. Yeah. To bite. Yeah. I watched Meatballs the other day, and they have the weenie contest. It's the year that Finky beats the stomach. It's so good. It's from 1980. I was talking to a couple of my friends at work, and I'm like, you got to see Meatballs with Bill Murray. He's like, how old do you think I am? How old do you think I am? I'm like, do you have a television? Turn it on. It's like, oh, okay, so you haven't watched a movie that hasn't been made since before 2005. I get it. You're a moron. I get it. I'm like, have you ever seen The Wizard of Oz? Of course I've seen The Wizard of Oz. Well, Meatballs was made 41 years later. Jackass. All you need to do is put it on your goddamn streaming or whatever you're gonna do. Whatever. God, people are so annoying and so damn stupid. That's why we're in the 40s today. It was a simpler time, a magical time, wasn't it? with songs about apple pie and 1940 Super Steel Buicks that would run down like anything it hit. Songs about the Lord, things about Bran, Bing Crosby, the Andrews Sisters. All right, I'll play one that you guys probably know. You probably hear this on St. Patrick's Day. Or maybe you won't, because you're probably, I was born in 2000. I don't know anything. No, they don't say they don't know anything. I was born in 2000. That's so old. That's what it is. There's no excuse. They just think they're the best thing in the world. And you know what? You're not. You're not the best thing in the world. It's not about you.
Humor man, we think our South American neighbors are grand. We love them to beat the band.
South America, babaloo, babaloo, IEA, babaloo. One favor you can do, IEA, you can do. You beautiful lands below, don't know what you began. To put it plainly, I'm tired of shaking to that Pan-American plan.
Take back your samba, ay, your rumba, ay, your conga.
Ay, ay, ay.
I can't keep moving, ay, my chassis, ay, any longer.
Ay, ay, ay.
Now maybe Latins, ay, in their middles, ay, are built stronger, ay, ay, ay. But all is taken to the quaking, and this bacon with the shaking leaves me aching.
Ole! First you shake around a saddle, there, then you shake around a saddle, here, then you shake around a saddle, there.
That's enough, that's enough. Take it back, my spine's out of whack. There's a strange click-clack in the back of my sacroiliac.
Take back your conga, ay, your samba, ay, your rumba, ay, ay, ay. Why can't you send us ILS strenu, IS number, ay, ay, ay.
I got more bumps now, ay, than on an ay cucumber, ay, ay, ay.
While all those Latin drums are popping like a jumping jack, I'm hopping without stopping. Olé, South America, take it away.
First to shake around and settle there.
Where?
And then you shake around and settle here.
Oh, there.
And then you shake around and settle there.
That's enough, that's enough. Take it back, my spine's out of whack. There's a strange click-clack in the back of my sacroiliac. Oh, my aching back. Take back your conga, ay, your samba, ay, your rumba, ay, ay, ay. Bring back the old days, ay, of dancing, ay. Ay, ay, ay.
My hips are cracking, ay, and shrieking, ay, caramba, ay, ay, ay.
I got a wriggle and a diddle and a jiggle like a fiddle in my middle. Olé! This fancy swishing in position wears out all of my transmission ammunition. Olé!
Though I like neighborly relations, all these crazy new gyrations try my patience. Olé!
South America! Take it away!
Yeah, they don't make it like that anymore. That's Bing Crosby and the Andrews Sisters with South America, Take It Away. Isn't that great? It's a million seller. There was only like 500,000 people on Earth back then. It was a million seller. Everybody bought two copies. Ugh. I got to calm down. My name's Chris Earle. The show is Time Travel with Chris Earle. I'm here with you every Wednesday night from 5 until 7 p.m. It's been a treat to serve you over the last 9 years, because I can't think of really any other word other than serve you. I've been serving you for 9 years. What do I get out of this? Nothing. Nothing. What is that thing that they said in the Kellogg's one? Keep it regular or something? No, it was gentle. There was the gentle movements. It starts gently working on you. Keeps it regular. What was it? What I liked it. It was like, let me see. Where was it? Let's play that one again. The Kellogg's All Brand. I know you guys are sick of Armor Hot Dogs, so let's play the Kellogg's one again. Let's listen. That's my bowels.
Are you all out of tune because yes. You're irregular?
Yes.
Then help yourself get back in tune with Kellogg's All Brand.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Ooh.
You'll feel right on pitch.
Right on pitch. That's what I was looking for. Just gently.
Gently
to work.
A new system with bulk-forming whole bran. Yes, a daily bowl full of Kellogg's All Bran with milk helps put you right back in tune.
Yeah.
The natural way.
Very nice.
The good-tasting way, too. Fact is, Kellogg's All Bran is the one bran cereal that combines proved effectiveness with appetizing taste and crispness.
Yeah.
It never gets mushy in milk.
No.
Remember,
that's such bull. Never gets mushy in milk. Everything gets mushy in milk. I could stick a rock in milk and it'll get mushy.
Good way to keep regular as clockwork.
Such BS.
ALL-BRAN. Kellogg's All Brand.
Okay.
At your grocer's.
Thanks. Okay. So I'm going to play one that I absolutely adore. When I was camping, actually, with my grandmother, my nan, and my grandfather, I believe it was back in the early 80s, or it was it might have even been the 70s. I found a thing called Old Time Commercials on it, and it was on cassette. So I had it on cassette for years, but along the way, I ended up finding these old time radio commercials, and I picked up an album on iTunes that just happened to have one of my favorites on here. This is Little Orphan Annie's Shake Up Mug for Ovaltine, and it was during the Annie radio show, I believe, in like the late 30s, I think it was 1940, actually, for this, because we're doing the 40s today. But, yeah, so Orphan Annie would have her radio show, and then, of course, they would do commercials in the middle of it, which they're kind of getting back to with television and everything else. But so this one is one of my favorites. It's Ovaltine from the Little Orphan Annie radio show. It's the shake-up mug. I want one of these mugs. I always wanted one of these. Yeah.
What's happening to you these days? Having lots of fun? Believe me, I know some folks that are in for some fun. Those early bird friends of Annie's, who've already sent for their new 1940 model Orphan Annie shake-up mug. You know, all of Annie's friends who drink sweet chocolate-flavored Ovaltine can get these swell new shake-up mugs free. And boy, are they beauty. Wait till you see them. They're made of genuine beetleware in brand new colors. A beautiful deep green and a bright flashing scarlet. And every mug has a big colored picture of Orphan Annie and her dog Sandy right on the front. And don't forget, this shaker upper is a two-in-one gift. When you put the top on, it makes a keen shaker for mixing your ice cold chocolate-flavored Ovaltine shake-up. And then, when you take the bright red top off, presto, the shaker turns into a swell big drinking mug, holding a creamy, bubbly shake-up all ready for you to drink. Man alive, what fun you'll have with that new shaker-upper. Playing the shake-up game with your friends and having shake-up parties, making a picnic out of every meal this summer. Think of having a delicious ice-cold shake-up drink anytime you want it, made with fresh cold milk and sweet chocolate-flavored Ovaltine. Mmm, what a treat on a warm summer day. And, of course, Mother will be glad to have you fix all the shake-ups you want, because she knows how much extra pep and energy food there is in every single Ovaltine shake-up. Loads of extra vitamins and minerals and other things everybody needs to be healthy and husky the way we all want to be. So, here's the thing. Annie wants all her friends to have one of these swell new 1940 model shake-up mugs, and you want to get one, I know. Especially when Annie has fixed it so fellows and girls who drink Ovaltine can get one absolutely free. Even though our regular price is 50 cents. So, listen closely. Here's what to do. Sit right down after tonight's adventure and print your name and address plainly on a piece of paper. Send it in, along with a thin metal foil seal from under the lid of a can of sweet chocolate-flavored Ovaltine. Mail it to Orphan Annie, Chicago, Illinois, and she'll send you your new 1940 model shake-up mug absolutely free. Now, don't put it off, will you? Ask Mother to get you a can of sweet chocolate-flavored Ovaltine right now and send in that seal for your free shake-up mug tonight. Mail it to Orphan Annie, Chicago, Illinois. Annie's sorry, but she can offer this wonderful free shake-up mug only to her friends who live in the United States. But if you do live in the United States, send in tonight.
Yeah, well, lucky we do live in the United States. Send in for your Little Orphan Annie shake-up mug. So basically, it was probably a mug that had some kind of lid on it, and then you shook the Ovaltine, and that was it. It's pretty good. People drinking, like, Ovaltine and Bosco, like those Bosco ones. It was like chocolate stuff you just stuck in the milk, and you drank it. People were crazy. You know what, though? They made a lot more sense than they do now. People are really crazy now. Like, back then, it made sense. Like, hey, what do you want in milk? Chocolate. It does make sense. Like, kids loved it. They loved sugar, you know. Kids weren't eating the All Brand, you know. Those were for people like old fuddy-duddies like me. Ugh. Time Travel's here with you till 7 p.m. I was going to do a shout-out for my friend Nicole, who is bringing her daughter Bridget in to see the Gorillaz tonight in Boston. I was going to play something for them as they pass on by Medford. So that may be coming up. As soon as I hear, because we have a radius of like half a mile. Like, oh, WUML in Lowell apparently is more important than us. It's such bull. Like, you listen to them, there's a bunch of morons on it. They're just like, I'm going to play myself and my friends laughing at the jello shot thing that we did last night. And we played tennis after. Ugh. I don't know. Banner week for Chris Earl, I'll tell you that. A banner week. I think I'm back to my original self. My original self. It's like no BS, all truth. I'm going to be right in your face, and I'm going to tell you the truth. That is my job until the day I die, will be speaking the truth to people who need to hear it. And then some other stuff I'm just going to hold back, because you have to do that. But if I decide in my little world that, you know what, it's important to say this, I'm going to say it. I'm going to do it and speak up like MLK did, or Malcolm X, another black guy. Who's another black guy that did pretty well? Chuck D, Public Enemy. How's that?
Yeah, well, you mentioned black people. You can mention a couple of women, a couple of lesbian activists that speak up. You could have done that.
Killing me. Killing me.
The Lone Ranger. Fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty Hi-Yo Silver. The Lone Ranger.
Hi-Yo Silver! Away!
With his faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early West. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. The Lone Ranger rides again.
You ain't kidding, man. The Lone Ranger. Every time I hear that, I feel alive. It just charges me up. I'm like, yeah, that guy. He's the best. Masked ex-Texas Ranger. He takes his Native American companion, Tonto, and he fights injustice in the American Old West. 1940s here on Time Travel. That started in 1940 on television. I'm sorry, 1949 on television. The Lone Ranger here on Time Travel. God, that's so good. Ugh. Between that and the hot dogs, come on. Get you $5 worth from Time Travel today. Come on. That's good stuff. You know, I could say faithful companion, Indian companion Tonto, right? His Native American Tonto. I beg your pardon. I've been saying some politically incorrect things. I beg your pardon.
it's pretty good.
That's I Beg Your Pardon. Here on Time Travel. Here with you till 7 p.m., playing all 1940s and complaining about now. And I just had a call, and I disconnected by accident. Please call back if you like. It's 855-915-WMFO. I got fat fingers. That's all I can tell you. I'm, like, doing a million things here. I don't just randomly throw together a show. This is well, well thought out, and I'm constantly moving like an octopus. Oh, here's the phone. Let's see. Hello, Time Travel with Chris Earle. You are on the air.
Hello, is this Captain O?
Yeah, oh!
Of the time travel fiasco.
Wow, look who it is. This is
Giada. This is Giada Cogshanker calling. Can you hear me? Is it Captain Earl?
Giada? Is this Giada Cogshanker?
Captain Earl.
Yes, it's Captain Earl. Thanks for coming back to time travel. Thanks for calling
time
in.
Time travel fiasco. I need to first and foremost formally apologize to you. I am so sorry I cannot be there this evening for creative input.
Well, do you think I need creative input today?
I apologize. I think we both collectively decided that you need plenty of creative input. And quite frankly, refashioning of the show.
I've been curiously avoiding.
I'm unable to be there. I'm sorry.
I've been curiously avoiding the show for the last 3 weeks. I thought I was all done since you just told me that the show completely stinks.
Perfect, then I have not lost any time. This is wonderful. This is great news to hear. So, seriously though, I've been very, very busy, as you may or may not know, visiting lots and lots of colleges and universities in the area because I'm trying to get them to include my program in their offerings, in their curriculum, my program.
Tell me about your program again.
My program is called Mindful Music.
Mindful?
Apologies.
Mindful?
Mindful Media Creatology.
Mindful Media Creatology. That's right. That's right.
Thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking. Mindful Media Creatology.
Mindful.
I'm quite sure you can't possibly grasp it at the moment.
Mindful Media Creatology. No, I can. I can. Okay. I think you've gotten me a couple of listeners. I have to admit.
Have you done your studio cleanse yet? Have you cleansed the studio yet?
I gave it a quick little douche. I did.
A quick little douche. Well, now that's a little crude, isn't it?
Well,
can we
I'm sorry.
Musical enema.
Hey, that's what I wanted to do. You know, give it a little douche. That's what I did. I just sprayed it down.
I certainly appreciate your taking my advice and running with it, as it will. And I will certainly get in there as soon as possible to assist with the show.
Okay, as you know, it's Wednesdays from 5 to 7 p.m. And
out of curiosity, what exactly are you blathering about this evening?
You're not even listening. You're not even listening to the show. That's okay. It's the 1940s today.
I can't always be listening to your silly little drivel about traveling,
You should. Well, we're in the 1940s today. We have traveled to the 1940s in our little time machine.
Oh, lovely. But have you really traveled, Captain? Have you?
I have. Really? It's the Andrews sisters.
Old records.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We have. We've traveled to the 40s.
The Andrews sisters, who might they be?
They are American, and they were basically in the 40s, and they were three sisters, and they sang harmonies together and did little, like, jazz and poppy stuff, and they were the biggest female group of the first half of the 20th century.
Isn't that lovely and cute and whatnot.
And Bing Crosby.
Again, my presence is sorely, sorely needed.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Ding Crosby. Did you say Ding? Ding Crosby?
Ding Crosby, yes. Ding Crosby.
Never heard of him.
Uh-huh. He did the Christmas thing with David Bowie.
Are we on the air? Are we on the air right now?
We are on the air, yes.
Are you live in your studio?
I'm in the studio, yes. Yeah. I'm here. Yeah.
I do hate to be dispensing advice while listeners are listening.
This is
a little bit of embarrassing. A little stupid, isn't it?
It's not stupid.
Doing it this way.
It's not stupid. I'm actually enjoying this call versus you being in the studio, because then I don't have to bring you down like I did last time to get you to leave, because you got a little rude. You got a little sassy and you got a little rude with me.
I believe I went to your slimy little lavatory and came right back to your crappy little studio is what actually happened.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you were blathering on about having escorted me downstairs, which I can do perfectly well by myself.
That lavatory is magical. It's a magical lavatory.
So I should be there then. I should be there. Actually, I'm thinking that you should submit your show plans to me for review and approval, perhaps before the show, say Tuesdays or Wednesday mornings.
Tuesday, Wednesday morning, and that's going to give you enough time to provide your creative method, meteorology. What was it called again?
I think mindful media creatology.
Mindful media creatology, okay.
It's really very simple if you think about it.
Is it a 101 class or is it advanced?
Yourself,
mm-hmm. Okay.
It's very advanced. Mm-hmm. It's not something I could possibly explain to you over the phone right now.
Now, Ms. Cogshanka.
And if anyone needs a dose of mindful media creatology, it would be you yourself, Captain Al.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Now, are you actually still at the Tufts campus for the summer? Where are you?
Not at the moment. I told you I'm visiting many, many colleges and universities throughout.
Oh, okay.
The area.
All right. I got you. So you will be back in Tufts, though.
I'll be there to help you this evening.
Do I have to give you, like, my email address?
And at this juncture, I feel like I should apologize to your listeners as well. Mm-hmm. Very sorry, people. All you folks not traveling anywhere, very, very sorry that I could not be there to have creative input in the show.
They've missed you. I have a couple of people texting right now saying we missed Miss Cogshanka. Cogshanka. Giada.
Pronounce the name correctly this week, which is wonderful. So we did accomplish one thing, didn't we?
We did.
We were able to say Cogshanka.
We did. It's Cogshanka. Cogshanka.
Cogshanka. Giada Cogshanka.
Giada. Giada.
Giada.
Giada.
Giada. Giada Cogshanka.
Cogshanka. I got the last bit. Can I call you...
The second D is silent.
I'll just call you GC. That works.
Get creative. I like it.
All right. Well, I'm going to play some more 1940s because Derek and Lisa will be in at 7 o'clock. And I know we could just talk forever,
well,
I think.
Well, as it turns out, I can't speak anymore anyway. I'm going to have to bid you farewell right now. I really can't talk.
Okay.
So, I will get back into your unimpressive little studio as soon as possible. And I do apologize.
All right.
You have to know as well as your listeners.
Well, thank you, Giada. Thank you for calling in. Giada.
Cheers.
Cheers. That's Giada Cogshanka. Time travel. Here with you till 7 p.m. It's a tough summer student that was here a few weeks ago and give me a hard time. Interesting. All right. Here with you until 7 p.m., 1940s, time travel. We played I Beg Your Pardon. Now let's play something a little more irreverent. Yeah, this one's not politically correct either. It's On a Slow Boat to China. It's Kay Kaiser and his orchestra. Where would you go to China?
There is no verse to this song, 'cause I don't want to wait a moment too long to say that I'd love to get you on a slow boat to China all to myself alone. Get you and keep you in my arms evermore. Leave all your lovers weeping on a faraway shore, out on the briny with that moon big and shiny, melting your stone. Honey, I'd love to get you on a slow boat to China all to myself alone.
catcher on a slow boat to China, all to myself alone. A twist in the rudder and a rip in the sail, drifting and dreaming, throw the compass over the rail, out on the ocean, far from all the commotion.
That's pretty good. I love it. I'm going to go to the Orient, take the slow boat. The Orient. I used to call it Oriental, go to the Orient. Now it's just China, I think. I don't even know anymore. It's like basically whatever I say is going to be wrong. That's it in 2017. Whatever I say is going to be wrong. Somebody will find it wrong. And there's maybe 1 out of 1,000 people that'll probably agree with me. Or actually, no. Let me take that. A lot of people will agree with me. Believe me, a lot of you, I know, agree with me. You just don't have that voice. I can be your outlet, people. I can do it. I can shout at the top of my lungs. I will fight injustice until the day I die. And believe me, I've put up with a lot of injustice in the past couple of years. Believe me. Oh, my goodness. Well, that was a slow boat to the Orient. And let's go, what's more American than China? Tomato soup, maybe? Yeah, tomato soup.
Not so many years ago, tomato soup and cream of tomato were unusual dishes, enjoyed very much, but not very often. Today, of all the soups in the world, tomato soup is the one most often served. Not because women have taken to making tomato soup frequently. No, on the contrary, few housewives ever attempt it anymore. There's just one reason for tomato soup's popularity, and it is this. The magic, matchless flavor of Campbell's tomato soup. There's a lively verve, a dashing zest about this flavor that people take to at once and come back to and enjoy again and again. The first racy taste of it has a way of arousing a desire to eat, and yet there's a pleasant feeling of satisfaction when the last spoonful is gone. So this soup is a happy choice for the main dish at lunchtime or at supper, and it also is a fine way to start the day's main meal. Serve it sometimes, too, as cream of tomato, made with milk instead of water. You can always be sure that it will be received with pleasure, because this, of all soups, is the one people like to have most often, Campbell's tomato soup.
I don't know if that's actually true anymore. Is that really the one that they like to have the most often, Campbell's tomato soup? Maybe have like a grilled cheese with it or something, like a block of cheese, some tomato soup. I would think chicken noodle, you know? Maybe some chicken with stars, kid. Maybe some, what's that one that always sits in the shelf? Like split pea. Ugh. Like I'll get split pea with ham and it'll be there since like 1972. I still got like a split pea and ham that I haven't had. I'm like, oh, I'm going to get some, I'll get 4 chicken noodles and I'll get, oh, maybe I'll get split pea and soup and I'll be good. What the hell is going on outside? It's like there's thunder. Have I said, has God come himself to come and get Chris Earl? Is that what has happened? Has Zeus climbed down from Mount Olympus to attack Chris Earl here on WMFO in Medford? I don't know. It looks like it's going to pour. I just got something crazy on my iPhone, too. It just, like, blanked, and it said flash floods till 8. I'd never even seen this before. I didn't even know it could do this. It's like some weird alert. It's like, it's a weird alert. You can't say it's weird. It's technology. It's good for us. Jeep is crow. Honestly, I wish, like, thunderbolts would rain down from the sky and just get rid of, like, I don't know, like 90% of the population. I think that would work. Like Ra's al Ghul in Batman. I think I'd be that kind of villain. If I were a villain, the thing is I'm a hero. I'm a good guy. I know I'm a good guy. You know, that's the thing. What beats a bad guy with a gun? A good guy with a gun. Simple as that. Guns don't kill people. People kill people. People said it for years. I agree. Good guy with a gun will take down a bad guy with a gun any day. Anyway, we're in the 1940s. It's been a thrill, hasn't it?
It's been a thrill. Let's I gotta play you this one. I play it often on the show, and it's close to home now in 2017. It's a vintage PSA, but man, does it hit home now. It's heroin. Yeah, vintage heroin. Basically, we're not for it. That's all you need to know, but I'm gonna play it anyway.
Someday, a friend may offer you a chance to visit the other side of a dream. Your ticket is a little packet of white powder called heroin. But every packet of heroin is different. You don't know what's getting into you. Some doses are so strong, they kill. Heroin is so vicious that the criminals who make the big money in heroin don't use it. They know a lot of reasons why heroin is very, very dumb. Maybe that's why they call it dope.
Each morning a missionary advertised with neon sign. He tells the native population that civilization is fine. And three educated savages holler from a bamboo tree. That civilization is a thing for me to see.
So bongo, 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 I don't wanna leave the Congo. Oh, no, 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 no. Bingo, bango, bongle, I'm so happy in the jungle I refuse to go. Don't want no bright lights, false teeth, doorbells, landlords, I make it clear
that no matter how they coax him,
I'll stay right here. I look through a magazine the missionary's wife concealed.
Magazine? What happens?
I see how people who are civilized bung you with automobiles.
You know you can get hurt that way, Daniel?
At the movies they have got to pay many coconuts to see.
What do they see, Donnie?
Uncivilized pictures that the newsreel takes of me.
So, bongo, 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 he don't wanna leave the Congo. No, 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 no. Bongo, he's so happy in the jungle he refused to go.
Don't want no penthouse, bathtub, streetcars, taxis, noise in my ear.
So no matter how they coax him,
I'll stay right here.
They hurry like savages to get aboard an iron train.
The Tringalingo Hula Humble Express.
And though it's smoky and it's crowded, they're too civilized to complain.
Aloka toho sahi mahena.
When they've got 2 weeks vacation, they hurry to vacation ground.
What do they do, Donnie?
They swim and they fish, but that's what I do all year round.
So, bongo, 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 I don't wanna leave the Congo. Oh, no, 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 no. Bingo, bango, bongo, I'm so happy in the jungle, I refuse to go.
Don't want no jailhouse,
shotgun,
fish hooks,
golf club,
I got my spears.
So no matter how they coax him,
I'll stay right here.
They have things like the atom bomb,
so I think I'll stay where I am.
Civilization, I'll stay right here.
Only one man who can rid the politics of this state of the evil domination of Boss Jim Geddes.
Great.
I am speaking of Charles Foster Kane, the fighting liberal, the friend of the working man, the next governor of this state, who entered upon this campaign
with one purpose only: to point out and make public the dishonesty, the downright villainy of Boss Jim W. Geddes' political machine. Now in complete control of the government of this state, I made no campaign promises, because until a few weeks ago, I had no hope of being elected. Now, however, I have something more than a hope. And Jim Geddes has something less than a chance. Every straw vote, every independent poll shows that I'll be elected.
Jesus. And the slum child? No, they can expect my best efforts in their interests. The decent, ordinary citizens know that I'll do everything in my power to protect the underprivileged, the underpaid, and the underfed.
Mother, is Pop Governor yet?
Not yet, Junior.
Well, I'd make my promises now if I weren't too busy arranging to keep them.
Yeah, Citizen Kane. This is the Dance of the Red Flutes. I think it's from Fantasia. I've already done enough work. I'm not looking anything up anymore. There's only 8 minutes left in the show. If you made it this far, congratulations. My name's Chris Earl. I'm here with you till 7 p.m. I'm here with you every Wednesday night, unless I don't want to be. Like, last 3 weeks, I wasn't here. I had other things going on. I think next week we're going to do the 70s. But for now, you know, we're still in the 40s for a few more minutes. Like I said, my grandmother passed away, wonderful lady. And she grew up in the 40s, so I thought, why not play some stuff for the 40s? And then I kind of dedicated the show to her, and then I was kind of rude, like, the whole time. But she'd understand. She knew who I was. She knew I was mad at stuff. Isn't Disney good? They always play good stuff. That's our one constant. At least Disney's still good. 2017, they were good in 41. They're good now. Citizen Kane. Great, great movie. Sign of the Times. Maybe. I don't know. I don't have nothing left for you, except for the hot dog song, maybe. Yeah, maybe we'll do the hot dog song one more time. Why not? Know how much you guys loved it. And maybe Choo Choo Charlie. So next week we'll do all 70s. Thanks to Giada Cogshanker for calling in, and also my buddy on the road, who said, you were hilarious. He said, you're hilarious. He goes, are you one of the funniest guys I've ever heard? And I'm like, I'm America's best kept secret. I can't believe it. Somebody pick up my show, for God's sake, before I die. Will you stop? Dance of the fairies. Whatever. Time travel here with you for 6 more minutes. Then I'm going to go out and sit under the thunder and the rain. Yeah.
Once upon a time there was an engineer.
Choo-choo Charlie was his name, we hear.
He had an engine and he sure had fun. He used good and plenty candy to make his train run.
Charlie says, love my good and plenty. Charlie says, really rings the bell. Charlie says, love my good and plenty. Don't know any other candy that I love so well.
Of kids eat Armor hot dogs.
Fat kids, skinny kids, kids with climb on rocks. Soft kids, busy kids.
Even kids with chicken pox love hot dogs.
Armor hot dogs.
The dog kids love to bite.
Picking it up on the old banjo, put on the mustard and away we go.
Chocolate-flavored Bosco is mighty good for me. Mama puts it in my milk for extra energy. Bosco gives me iron and sunshine vitamin D.
Oh, I love Bosco. That's the drink for me.
Friends, it's certainly true that when you smoke, you want smoothness, mildness, and deep down enjoyment. And that's precisely what you'll get with every Lucky Strike you light, because there's never a rough puff in a Lucky. Just think of that, friends. Luckies are always smooth, mild, and mellow every puff of the way. For you see, it takes fine tobacco to make a fine cigarette. And LS, MFT, Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. Now, fine tobacco costs more, and Luckies pay more. That's right. Luckies pay millions of dollars more than official parity prices to get ripe, mellow tobacco for your Lucky Strike. Just listen for a moment to what the tobacco experts say about the kind of leaf Lucky Strike buys. Take Mr. L. Garland Griffin, a tobacco auctioneer from Clarksville, Virginia, who recently said, "All in all, I've sold over 100 million pounds of tobacco. And season after season, I've seen Lucky Strike buy fine tobacco. Prime, ripe leaf. The kind of tobacco for downright good smoking. I've smoked Lucky's regularly for 14 years. Now there's a tip for your friends from a man who really knows tobacco. So for your own deep-down smoking enjoyment, light up a Lucky. You'll agree with the tobacco experts, with the millions who choose Lucky's for a finer, milder, smoother smoke. Yes, puff after puff, pack after pack. There's never a rough puff in a Lucky. Good reason to make your next carton Lucky's.
Good night, future boy!
See you next week, time travelers. My name's Chris Earle. Next week, the show is in the 1970s. The big picture is coming up next. Stick around to WMFO Medford and stay dry, everyone.